This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
And world champions for 2018, Hilmar. In fourth place, winning the Wallace Bagpipe Shield, Scottish Power.
Let's go, come on!
Yes!
Yeah, some day for you. Some day, man.
What? Unreal, our first year.
Richard, after a hiatus of 2 years, you're back to being world champions.
Coming through, guys!
How do you feel?
I'm over the moon. I always felt once I won 11, I thought getting that 12th world championship is going to be extremely difficult. So I only ever dreamed about it, and I was in the centre bands tonight. I was thinking, well, we played well enough, but can we get it? But I wanted to put the thought out of my mind, but when I was called out, I just couldn't believe it. So
you're now in record-breaking territory. How do you feel about that?
That's just unbelievable. That's just, as I said, it's mind-blowing.
Well, congratulations. Welcome back, and we'll see you next year.
Okay, thank you.
Good afternoon all, and welcome along to Band Concert here on Plains FM. I'm your host, Jamie McEwen, and I'm very pleased to be back on the airwaves after returning from another world's trip to Glasgow in Scotland. As you've just heard, courtesy of a wee snippet from the Pipes and Drums magazine's coverage on YouTube, Field Marshal Montgomery saved their best for last this season after being unable to win a single major in 2018, which seems like for the first time in like forever. They pulled it out of the bag to win the big one and a record-equalling 12th world title for Pipe Major Richard Parkes. We'll have a listen to them later on in the show, but for now, we're going to kick off the show with the best performing New Zealand band on the world stage, our very own St Andrews College Pipe Band, with their medley from the juvenile event. fantastic performance from a very talented group of young musicians there, and it was an absolute pleasure to be involved again with the St Andrews College Tour. In a very tough grade, the St Andrews College Pipe Band finished runners-up to the very impressive Dollar Academy, and that's the Stake Band's second-best ever result, eclipsed only by the title win in 2013. Of particular note, the band was especially stoked to receive first place in Ensemble, which was a fantastic achievement. Also on the Saturday of the Worlds, the Scottish Society of New Zealand competed in Grade 3A, firstly making it through their qualifier, which was a fantastic achievement, including winning the drumming in their heat, and that was an awesome result for the band's first ever tour to Glasgow. Then in the afternoon, they competed in the final and finished an impressive seventh place, just outside the prize list. But let's have a listen to their qualifier now, and this is the medley from the Scottish Society. An excellent showing there from Pipe Major Nick Eagle and the Scottish Society. Before we recap the Grade 1 event, just covering off some local news and updates for you all. This weekend, of course, sees the RNZ PBA conference taking place in Wellington, which will also feature the inaugural New Zealand Solo Drumming Championships. And also down here in Christchurch, the final round of the South Island solo drumming events take place today in at St Andrews College. So look to have a rundown of all those events and anything out of the conference as well. Next show for you all. Next weekend sees the Celtic Pipe Band hosting their World Variety Concert up in Nelson, so make sure you check that out if you're up that way. And later in the month, we're fortunate again to be hosting Jim Kilpatrick and Tyler Fye for a drumming workshop on the weekend of 29th and 30th of September. So make sure you check out the Canterbury Centre's Facebook page for more details on enrolment for that. In another news, the RNZ PBA has just announced the decisions made by the National Regrading Committee, which has seen the following changes made across the grades. The City of Invercargill Grade 1 band has now regraded to Grade 2. The Hamilton Caledonian band has gone from Grade 3 to Grade 2. The City of Nelson Pipe Band has regraded from Grade 3 to Grade 4A. The Red Hackle number 2 band has gone up, or development band has gone up from grade 4B to grade 4A. And the Papakura, or City Papakura pipe band has gone also from grade 4B to grade 4A. So those changes all take effect this season, so it'll be interesting to see how that all takes place over the coming months as we head into the national domestic season. Time to get back to the music now, and let's sit back and enjoy the world champions Field Marshal Montgomery with their Hard Drive Medley. welcome back to Bang Concert here on Plains FM, where we're having a bit of a wrap-up of the 2018 World Championships that were held a couple of weeks ago in Glasgow. Looking at Grade 1 now, and the Friday qualifiers proved to be very dramatic, with the proverbial heat of death that was Heat 1 unfortunately proving the undoing of the Kiwi bands. All three New Zealand bands, the Canterbury Caledonian, New Zealand Police and Manawatu Scottish Society, were in the same heat, and actually also drew consecutively one after other in the playing order. And while the playing was of a very high standard, the top six for the heat was filled up by Inveraray Districts, St Lawrence O'Toole, Simon Fraser University, Fife Police, Bog Hall and Bathgate, and Johnston Pipe Band. The Canterbury Caledonian in particular were very close, finishing with a 7th in the MSR and a 5th in the medley to finish in 7th place, just 3 or 4 points away from 6th place and making that final. The New Zealand Police were in 8th, but they were like 20 points back from the Kelly. Then Police Service Northern Ireland and Bagad Cap Cavar with Manawatu finishing 11th. Let's hear Canterbury Caledonian's March Dress Band Reel now, courtesy of the RSPBA YouTube channel. Fantastic performance from the Canterbury Caledonian there, of course under the new leadership of Pipe Major Jamie Hawke and leading drummer Braden Drummond. So that was their first World's Tour in charge, and certainly a performance that I'll remember very fondly. And while it was not to be that there were any bands from New Zealand in the final 12 this year, there's certainly no denying that the bands are in great shape to be competing on the world stage, and certainly fantastic to have five New Zealand bands featured at the 2018 World Championships across a number of grades. I'm almost out of time this week, so I'll carry on with the review of the World's next show, and we'll go on into a bit more depth with the results from each grade, as well as hopefully featuring some more recordings from Glasgow Green, so I'll have a hunt around on YouTube for those. But until next time, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon listening here on Plains FM.